Welcome, neighbor. You found Papertown Roots Radio with your host, Tim Surratt, from Haywood County's own Balsam Range.
This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home. Call it a crime. Making bootleg whiskey to haul them from the hills was the only way I could find to ever pay my bills. It's a hard, hard life and a hard, hard price to pay. Just scratching out a living's got me locked up and wasting away. It's a hard, hard life and a hard, hard price to pay. Whichever comes first, 21 years of the judgment day. For sympathy, quoted from the Bible, then he threw the book at me. Well, I shut my mouth loud as he walked me to my cell. Said, "You'd only come again, boy, we'd both be doing well." It's a hard, hard life and a hard, hard price to pay. Just scratching out a living's got me locked up and wasting away. It's a hard, hard life and a hard, hard price to pay. Whichever comes first, 21 years of the judgment day.
Man, we are off. What do you think? How you doing, everybody? Tim Surratt here from Balsam Range. This is Papertown Roots Radio. Glad to have you in on a chilly Wednesday night here in Papertown. But it's good and warm in here. 3 hours of hot music to play for you. And that's Balsam Range getting us started off of what record? That was Trains I Missed album from whatever year that was. When you've been at it for almost 18 years with these guys, begins to run together. But that's a good one right there. I forgot about that song. Well, I hope you're doing well, feeling good tonight, locked in, ready to go. I've got some excellent music to play for you tonight, all kinds of good stuff. And it's just going to be fun tonight, just going to be fun. It's not a cold snap we're having, but we are on the edge of a front, so it's 46 degrees outside in Papertown, and rain expected before daylight, and a lot of it evidently. No flooding potential, I understand, but a good rain anyway. And I spent my entire day in a helicopter today with the United States Army. What a thrill that was to ride around with those gentlemen and some folks that I work with on landslide mapping and that sort of thing. And when I say that, we go around and try to find the ones that have not been reported yet and all that kind of stuff. Rode in a helicopter all day long. I've been cold all day. So I've got it cranked up. Let's play some more hot music here. How about a little Bill Monroe from the 1950s? That'd get us started in a good way in the bluegrass world. We're going to play you great bluegrass tonight, classic country and gospel as always. Here's Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with a, man, I love this, an old gospel tune that I don't know if Bill wrote this or not, but boy, he sings it like he means it. Here's Don't Put Off Till Tomorrow, Bill Monroe on Papertown Roots Radio.
And you mean to change when you pour the end. But you hold on to treasure you possess here on earth, feasting your soul on sin. Don't put up until tomorrow what you can do today, for tomorrow may be too late. Sinner, give your heart to Jesus, won't you kneel down and pray, for tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. Don't put up until tomorrow what you can do today, for tomorrow may be too late. Sinner, give your heart to Jesus, won't you kneel down and pray, for tomorrow may be too late.
Chance to win, might end up where I've already been, but I'm back on that long road again. I've had some time on my hands, it's true, and all I've done now is think of you. Why does it hurt every time I fall? This time I think I've had my closest call. I'm back on the long road again. Don't know if I have a chance to win. Might end up where I've already been, but I'm back on that long road again. Is there something there for you and me? I've just got to know the way it's gonna be. If you don't want it now, just let me know. It's a long, long, long walk down this road. I'm back on the long road again. Don't but I'm back on that long road again. If the game was easy, anyone could play. The hardest thing is just to walk away. Tell me it's come to this. Why did I think that you were too good to miss? I'd risk the whole world just to be by your side. The way you make me feel so hard to hide. I'm back on the long road again. Don't know if I have the chance to win. Might end up where I've already been, but I'm back on that long road again. I'm back on that long road again.
Best fiddle players in bluegrass music, and he's got Paper Town roots. No pun intended, all puns intended. Jimmy Van Cleave right there off a record I love called No Apologies. That's called The Nature of the Beast. Great voice and a great guitar player prior to that. Jim Hurst, who we had here in at the Balsam Range Festival one time. Boy, what a talent. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys prior to that. Balsam Range got us started with Hard Price to Pay. Man, I hope you're ready for some good music tonight, because we've got, well, 2 hours and 45 minutes worth for you. We're going to lay it to you. You're going to like it. A lot of good music still to come. I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors on Paper Town Roots Radio.
hungry? How about some mouth-watering barbecue? You like brisket or ribs with all the sides made fresh daily? You like incredible food you won't forget? Well, you can find it at Hit the Pit Barbecue. They're ready to serve you Wednesday through Fridays at the corner of Main and Bridge Street from 10:30 to 1. Hit the Pit Barbecue will cater your event from elegant to backyard fun. It's time you hit the pit.
Good advice right there. They have some of the best barbecue I've ever had in my life, and you can take it to the bank. When a bluegrass musician tells you the barbecue is good, it's good, and they've got it. We are brought to you tonight and every night by our presenting sponsor, your local Ingles Markets. And, you know, they're celebrating over 30 years of holiday giving with the Ingles Giving Tree. It's a benefit for Mana Food Bank, for families across western North Carolina struggling with food insecurity. And there's a lot of that going around after the hurricane. You can find out all about that at Ingles-Markets.com. Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. Man, we couldn't do it without Ingles. They are so good to us. In our house, does anybody else have an Ingles bag full of Ingles bags in their house? Is it just us? I'm just curious about that. But they do a great job. Man, I want to say this before I play the next one, and I'm not going to talk you to death tonight, but I do want to say thank you. We had the highest number of listeners on Monday night that we've ever had. We had 42,488, I believe it was, on the digital side of things, plus whoever's listening here in my hometown of Canton, North Carolina, the paper town, through WPTL Radio, the great station here in Canton. And I just want to say thank you. 4.5 years into this, you know, we were going to be on the air for about 3 months, and we thought, well, COVID will be over by then. That's when we started, because I couldn't go play music and I wanted to do something. And we thought, well, we'll just get on the air about 3 months and you know, see how it goes. And here we are, still on the air 4.5 years later, still playing this good music that I knew there was a place for. And I've never felt like one of those prophets or what any of those kinds of things, but the Lord's given me an idea or two in my life that have been bigger than me, and I think this is one of them. I appreciate you folks that have been with us all that time, and I appreciate you folks. If it's your first time tonight, just honored to have you, and we love playing this music for you. Thank you. Here's a song I meant to play Monday night because it was the anniversary of a tragedy that happened in 1975 on that day, which would have been the 11th of November, and I think you'll get the picture. It was written and recorded and was a big hit for Gordon Lightfoot, but if anybody's going to play a Lightfoot song, I want to hear Tony Rice do it. How about a little of this one? Oh, this is off the Church Street Blues album. Here's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Tony Rice, Paper Town Roots Radio.
Now the legend lives on from the Chippewa down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Lake, it is said, never gives up the dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from a mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. Every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November come slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook come on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. And wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They might have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell had chimed, it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up the dead when the skies of November come early.
My house of memories is all I own. I live in misery now that you're gone. A constant reminder of what used to be is torturing me. Of memories, my house is a prison where memories surround me. There's no place to hide where your memory won't find me. For my house of memories is all I own. I'm all alone in my house of memory. is a prison where memories surround me. There's no place to hide where your memory won't find me. For my house of memories is all I own. Of memory.
Mama said things now ain't like they used to be, but always like what Grandpa had to say. Mountain folks don't worry about the hard times, 'cause hard times is all they've ever known. With a hound dog, a biscuit, and some taters, they just sit out on the front porch and watch the flowers grow. All he needed, 'cause mountain life is simple anyway. Don't worry about tomorrow till it gets here, was the words I used to hear my grandpa say. Mountain folks don't worry about the hard times, 'cause hard times is all they've ever known. With a hound dog, a biscuit, and some taters, they just sit out on the front porch and watch the flowers grow. Mountain folks don't worry about the hard times, 'cause hard times is all they've ever known. With a hound dog, a biscuit, and some taters, they just sit out on the front porch and watch the flowers grow.
Instrumental right there from a young man from White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. That's Chandler Beavers, great mandolin player. Prior to that, Lost and Found with good old Alan Mills singing Mountain Folks. I enjoyed that immensely. And Merle Haggard, one of the best cuts in the great career of Merle Haggard, in my opinion, My House of Memories. Tony Rice with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I was telling my Facebook buddies, which you're welcome to join us, by the way. Go to Paper Town Roots Radio on Facebook. There's a dozen or so of us gather in, talk about the music and other stuff, and listen to it. But I was telling them that there's some great documentaries on streaming TV, if that's how you get yours, about that wreck. It's fascinating history to me. Well, I need to step aside for just a second for our good sponsors. We'll dive right back into this good music. A lot of good stuff tonight. We're happy to bring it to you. Be right back on Paper Town Roots Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Champion Credit Union, been a big part of our show, a big part of, I can say this proudly, the Balsam Range empire. It's funny to call it that when you're a bluegrass band, but they've been, that's who we do our business with. And my family, we've been doing business with them for, I guess, 20 years or so now. And they'll do a good job for your business or your family as well, Champion Credit Union. Speaking of somebody that will do a good job for you, my buddy Amy Spivey texted with her today. My phone buzzed while I was in a helicopter. I didn't know I had service, and there she was. Amy's a big part of the Balsam Range Art of Music Festival, which we'll talk about later on. But she was texting me about some things about that. And more importantly, Amy is the best realtor in these mountains. She knows this region like nobody I've ever seen. She knows it from downtown Asheville to Murphy. I mean, she can take care of it. Murphy being the westernmost point in western North Carolina, of course. Right out there in the skinny part of North Carolina, where if you go just a minute one way, you're in Tennessee, and another way, if you go to the left, you're in Georgia. She knows this region. She's energetic, smart, and will do a great job. If you have any sort of real estate transaction in mind, you owe it to yourself to do this right here. Go to amyspivey.com. That's Amy Spivey, SPIVEY.com. Great, great girl right there. Looking forward to spending time with her and her family at the Balsam Range Art and Music Festival in December, just right around the corner. Well, here's speaking of great local folks, here's a mandolin player. And you'll hear some popping and cracking on the old album here. A gentleman that played with our own Mark Pruitt. Mark, our banjo player in Balsam Range, had his own band for years and years, and they played a place in Asheville. A lot of you will remember Bill Stanley's Barbecue and Bluegrass. And this gentleman was part of that band and just a fabulous mandolin player. He also played with Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. I'm speaking, of course, of Mike Hunter. What a great dude. Interesting guy and a phenomenal mandolin player. Here's an old record that he did back in the 80s, I guess. I think Mark may have produced this record. Here's a good example of it. Here's one called Durham's Reel. Listen to that vinyl cracking and popping. Here it comes. Mike Hunter, Paper Town Roots Radio.
heaven's blue and let me dream a dream or two, or sing me to sleep lullaby of the leaves. I'm breezing along, along with the breeze. I'm hearing a song through the trees. That fine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. Ooh, that Southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I've reached my goal? Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves.
Yeah, man, the great Rob Ikes on the dobro right there with the old Earl Scruggs number called Reuben. Prior to that, Reno and Smiley, Don Reno, Red Smiley, and Don Reno grew up out on the thickety section of Papertown and went on to become a Hall of Famer. Prior to that, Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. Man, I love to hear those two guys. They can mesmerize you, just the two of them. And Mike Hunter, the great mandolin player from our region. With Durham's Reel, what a good set of music. I need to halt just a second and let you hear from another one of our wonderful sponsors. I'll be right back. More of this good stuff. Man, it's 45 minutes past the hour here in Papertown, 46 degrees, and I'll be right back. I don't know where it is. I don't know what the temperature is where you are. I hope it's good, though. I'll be right back. Papertown Retreat.
Do you have an unexpected flat? Maybe your brakes are making a strange sound. Waynesville Tire is your local family-owned tire dealer serving Haywood County and surrounding areas for over a century. So if you're in need of repair, complete set of tires, new brakes or alignment, pull on in to Waynesville Tire, conveniently located at 65 Waynesville Plaza. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Or give them a call at 456-5387. They're just more than a tire store.
You know what, Jeff is the owner of Waynesville Tire, and we laugh all the time because I tell him it's kind of funny. My wife, for some reason, gets a new set of brakes with every oil change. I don't know why that is, but she came in yesterday and said, I hate to say this, but I got to have some brakes. I think she about caused a big pileup somewhere, which is not funny, but the fact that she, you know, she doesn't even want to tell me. She drives like the law's after her half the time, but it's time to go see Jeff and everybody, BJ, everybody at Waynesville Tire. That's who I take all my vehicles to for whatever it is they need, whether it's brakes, tires, oil changes, inspections, all those things. Waynesville Tire's the place to go. All right. Boy, I've got some good friends that do these kinds of things. Another one is Scott Forga with Scott Forga Construction. That's 828-506-1158. Man, that's the guy. If you need any kind of project, bulldozing, excavating, if you need to fill dirt hauled to you, he does residential and commercial job sites, hauls stuff all over the place in those dump trucks. They do a wonderful job. I think they'll do good for you as well. Remember, Scott Forga Construction, 828-506-1158. All right, back to the music now, my friends. Here's one I'm excited about. I played it, a couple of weeks ago when it first came out. And now our buddy Mylon Miller from Waynesville, North Carolina, who has written dozens of number one songs for Balsam Range, has a number one of his own. Oh, I love this. It's because I liked it when I played it, because when Mylon puts one out, I just play it sight unseen because they're all good. But here is an outstanding one, and it shows. It's the number one song in the bluegrass world today. Here's The Ghost of Galway. Here's Mylon Miller on Papertown Roots Radio.
In soggy socks, an Irish boy on the Boston docks. There's loads of lads just like me who, faced with famine, chose to flee, willing to take the work we'd find, haunted by the lost and the left behind. The tides may turn, but our hearts still yearn for the wild Atlantic way. Away, babe. when the sun goes down.
Better get get to whining if the woods chop. You better get to caring if the weeds grow. You better get to weeding them out on the high roads. The better when we take them like the kind words. The better when we say them and we're all. The better when we're living our lives. Oh, it's an angel song. We don't have long. Just one little flash and it all could be gone. Well, the sun shines. Better when we're in it like life is. Better when we're living and we're all. Better when we're living our lives. Better all together when the rain falls on the fair weather of the good times, cause they can make it all right. No, they don't care. The phone starts ringing, they'll drop in. No matter what the reason is, they know we're better when we're living our lives. Oh, it's an angel song. We don't have long. Just one little flash and it all could be gone. Well, the sun shines. Better when we're in it like life is. Better when we're living and we're all. Better when we're living our lives. If the blue fish, you better get to wearing if the woods chopped. You better get to caring if the weeds grow. You better start weeding them out. And the sun shines. Better when we're in it like life is. Better when we're living and we're all. Better when we're living our lives. Oh yeah, we're all. Better when we're living our lives.
Standing instrumental right there. The Bittersweet Reel from Chris Thiele from the Punch Brothers and Nickel Creek. You know that great mandolin. Prior to that, my old buddy Barry Bales and his great band, the Woodbox Heroes. It's a new song from them, Better When We're Living. And your weekly, it's become a weekly feature here, your weekly dose of Hank Williams, If You Only Love Me Half as Much as I Love You. And Mylon Miller, our dear friend, with the number one song in the bluegrass listening world, The Ghosts of Galway Bay. What a great tune. My goodness, what a good set of music. What a good first hour, but it's come and gone. Let's pause at the top of the hour for station identification and right back at it. Hour number two, right around the corner. It's Paper Town Roots Radio.
Sky Country Broadcasting, Mike's Heating and Cooling Studio. This is your country. 101.7 FM and 920 AM. WPTL, Canton.
Train's got to run from Rowan County. The land's run dry, baby, the land's run dry. And how you gonna get that line over the mountain? Gonna dig right through, baby, gonna dig right through. The Asheville Junction and the Swannanoa Tunnel. All caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home. Somebody's round, baby, somebody's round. And when you hear that a hoot owl's calling, another man's gone, baby, another man's gone. And the Asheville Junction, that's one of our tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the one of our tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home. Shines like gold, baby, shines like gold. Throw this hammer in the Swannanoa River. It'll ring right on, baby, it'll ring right on. And the Asheville Junction, the Swannanoa Tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home. Baby, another man's gone. When you hear that a mountain crying, the train rolls on, baby, the train rolls on. In the Asheville Junction, the Swannanoa Tunnel, all caved in, baby, all caved in. I'm going back to the Swannanoa Tunnel. That's my home, baby, that's my home.
Yeah, man, the great Brian Sutton right there, young man from the Big Cove section of Candler, North Carolina. Of course, been in Nashville for many, many years now, and a dear friend, a great friend from a long, long time, and one of the greatest guitar players to ever pick one up. How you doing, everybody? This is Tim Surratt from Balsam Range, and this is Paper Town Roots Radio, hour number two. Proud to have you listening. You may be driving around my hometown here, the Paper Town, Canton, North Carolina. We come to you live from WPTL Radio right here in downtown Canton. Or you're listening somewhere else, maybe around the world. Oh, my goodness, what a number we had Monday night. I hope you're all out there again tonight. But what a glorious number of folks tuned in Monday night, the highest number we've ever had. So exciting, and we appreciate it so very much. Miss Terrell, that owns the station here, sometimes she can pull it up and see where folks, not your house or anything, but what region people are listening in. And it's kind of crazy to see how many people listen to our program from overseas. It's wonderful to have you. Wherever you're listening from, it's absolutely amazing to have you. Well, I've been talking about it for a little while now. The Balsam Range Art and Music Festival is right around the corner, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. And on the Friday night, which would be December 6th, we'll have the Atlanta Pops Orchestra playing a set with Balsam Range. And I enjoy listening. I try not to play this stuff too awful much, but I've got to get it back in my head because it's wonderful. And when you hear that orchestra behind you, I don't want to say distracting, but it's overwhelming, and you just about forget what you're supposed to be doing. Here's a good example of an old John Denver tune we cut some years ago, and with an orchestra, it sounds so pretty. Here's Caleb Smith, Balsam Range. Here's Matthew on Paper Town Roots Radio.
I had an uncle named Matthew. He was his father's only boy. Born just south of Colby, Kansas. He was his mother's pride and joy.
Yes, and joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky.
And all the stories that he told me back when I was just a lad. All the memories that he gave me. And all the good times that he had. Kansas farm boy, life's mostly having fun. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun.
Kissing joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just the way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky.
Some hard times, and I'm told some years would lean. They had a storm in 47, a twister came and stripped them clean. He lost the farm, he lost his family, he lost the wheat, he lost his home. But he found the family Bible. Solid as a stone.
Kissing joy was just the thing